that experience. I pray that we just live it every day. We live like we know we're loved and redeemed and forgiven. And Father, we just thank you for all the blessings you give us every day. And as we study tonight, pray that you just open our hearts and our minds. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Okay, turn back in your Bibles to Revelations chapter 6. We've been looking at the seals, going slowly through them, trying to understand them the best we can. And again, and just a reminder that as we look at the seals, the trumps, and the judgments, they're all going to have a 4-3 pattern. And in this 4-3 pattern, the first four basically are just general judgments on the earth. They're general. Now, when you and I understand the general judgments of God, now we're affected by that. We're affected by the sin of the world because we're living in the world. We're affected by some of the judgments that God is allowing to happen because we live in this world. And so you realize that, and even looking at what's going on in the Middle East, that there are many innocent people involved on both sides that are being killed in the cause of the war. And so, you know, we're not privy to be out of the effects of the general judgment that God has and what God is allowing to go on the earth. So that being said, during the tribulation time, it's a general thing that everyone will be affected. And then from that, the last three that you'll see and look at present an even more, a more ominous picture or a more in-depth picture of what God's judgment really looks like. Because as we go through these seals, and then as we go through the rest of the idea of the seals, the bulls, the trumps, and all that, we're going to see the wrath of God getting greater and greater and greater. And, you know, we know in 1 Peter where it says that God is holding that day against them. And those in that verse, those that them is listed to the unsaved, to the wicked. And man, we can see that today of what's going on in our world. And so when we sort of put it into perspective, obviously we have never seen what is going to be taking place on this earth right now. We have never seen this type of God taking his hand away and allowing this type of judgment on the earth and on the people of the earth. But it's going to come. We don't know when. We know the only true fact of it is that it's going to come. And we saw again, just a quick reminder in chapter 4, or all the way through 3, the churches were mentioned. The churches were no longer mentioned. Chapter 4, he was taken to the throne. He was allowed to see what we will see one day. And I think that's amazing. I can't even imagine. And then we got to see some pretty awesome sunsets and some sunrises. Well, we tried to see some of the sunrises, but they were too early. I was on vacation. I didn't get up that early. But anyway, we saw some beautiful things that God has done. Just the beauty in God's creation. And yet our eyes have never seen what God has in store for us. We can't physically put words to what God is doing right now for you and for me. Our minds will not wrap it around. We can't. And so, just like in the Bible, when some of them words are in italics, it's because there was no English word to match the Greek word. It's the same with our minds. We cannot in our minds match the beauty and the grace that God is doing. But John got to see that in chapter 4. Then chapter 5, we see that the God, who is worthy to open up these seals? Who is worthy to judge the earth? And we know that was very clearly portrayed in chapter 5 as Christ being the only one. So we went through the first few seals. And interesting enough, as we saw the first and the second seal, and all the things that were going on there, it was beginning to get harder and harder. So we're still dealing with the 4-3. So in the first four, we're dealing with general. So this is everybody's being affected by every bit of this. It's not just a certain group of people or unsaved. Say it's all there. So as we look at the verse 5, we want to open up the third seal tonight. So in this third seal, interesting enough, when we open that up, or when it was opened, it says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And interesting enough, I want to just pause on that, come and see. That is said for every one of them. And what that word, or what that phrase is John is being invited in his vision of mind, I want you to see what this is going to look like. And I'll tell you, I don't want to see what this is going to look like, because I really truly believe John saw what this day held and what was going to take place, as he did in all of the seals. And it's interesting, as this beast says, come and see. And he says in verse 5, and I beheld, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt are not the oil and the wine. So, interesting enough, let's tear this verse apart a little bit. When you look at this concept, first of all, black is often connected with evil or famine in the Bible. And we could go to other scriptures to show that. Jeremiah 14 or Lamentations chapter 5, verse 10. Both of those sections of Old Testament deal with the black and the famine that is going on in the land at that time. And so you already get a picture that this black horse is representing a shortage, a famine. They're not all able to get or to eat. And so when you go on and understand, first of all, the black horse and what it represents, the Greek is a denarius. This says a penny. But when you go into the understanding of a denarius or a penny is a day's wage. So in the biblical time, whenever they did the whole day wage was one denarius or one penny. And so what is that verse saying to us when we look at that? He's simply saying that this one penny or this denarius is going to buy what? A whole day's worth of wage is going to first, as it said, from this balance in his hand. So first of all, let's go back a little bit. The black horse meaning the famine. Then from the black horse, the judge or the one that sat upon had a balance in his hand. And you know what? The scale, the weights. And when you go into the New Testament and you know when Christ came to the temple and all the money changers were there at the temple. Well, the money changers were noted to be ripping everybody off. Their weights were not correct weights, and so their scales would not do it fairly or correctly. And who do you think got cheated? The man who owned the scale or the man who was buying something? Very clearly, the man who owned the scale was cheating the scale in his favor. So we understand what that weight and measure and scale to them in the New Testament would have been all about. And so when this man or this beast, this black horse, this guy on the horse came down holding one of those scales and says, here's the measure, a whole day's work for. And so when we see what is gaining with that, he simply says that a measure of wheat for a penny. Now, when we sort of put this into perspective, a measure, it could be a quart of wheat. And again, it's not a lot, obviously, but they're saying that it could have been a quart of wheat. So that quart is a very, you know, you think of a quart jar. Now, depending on what's in that quart jar, I could probably eat a whole quart of, especially if it was ice cream, you know, whatever that quart was. Quart is not very big. All day wage for just a quart of wheat. And I don't know how much a quart holds of wheat. I don't know how many loaves of bread, if it makes one loaf, two loaves, three loaves of bread. So put it into perspective. You can buy a loaf of bread for a whole day's wage. Matthew 24 says the same thing. Matthew 24 says that there's going to be a time when a bag of gold will buy a loaf of bread. And so it's exactly, this is, it's going on right now when that third seal is lifted. when the third seal is open, he's going to come down. He's going to say, a famine's happening. People are starving in our world. Things are going absolutely crazy. And so those who want to eat on a normal basis are going to have to, unbelievable, work a whole day just for a loaf of bread. Interesting enough, though, when you read down through, during this, again, the tribulation period or this time, there'll be a tremendous shortage of food, and that's what that represents. Tremendous shortage of food. Now, could it be from the last two seals that were going on? Because, listen, these are in repetition. These seals are going to come. And there's not going to be a break. There's not going to be a, whew, that quarter is over. Now we can regroup and play again. This is just going to be a continual thing happening and happening. First four general judgments on the earth. So we're down to the third one. So after the first two happen, we understand as the Antichrist came in the beginning on the first one, and as he opened that one up, and again the thunder and the beast, and the second one we saw that this beast came, and the power was given that's to take the peace away from the earth. So one came giving peace. Remember, he had the bow with no arrows. He is the ruler without the battle. He came with the peace. The next one took the peace. Now there's a major famine in the grounds, maybe famine in the land. So when that famine comes, and I found it very ironic when I studied through this, that a measure of penny or wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. So either one of those is going to be very clear that there's a famine. But what wasn't touched? What wasn't allowed to be touched? What's the last part of that verse says? And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Why? Why did a man have to work all day for a loaf of bread, but the oil and the wine was never touched? What does that speak, or what does that, how would you be able to interpret that? Interesting enough, what I understand it to be is that the luxury, the rich are still going to be rich, and the poor are going to be poorer. And so the oil and the wine, the luxury things, the things that allow them to have all the money in the world. And yeah, I know we're not in the tribulation time, but it's interesting if you follow at all the days of the battle that's going on in the Middle East and the billions of dollars that they're finding in these tunnels. Billions of dollars. Where did all that money come from? Oil. Oil. There is riches in oil. And so on this land, the Antichrist is going to come. He's going to take over without a war. He's going to have peace. Then the next one's going to come and take away that peace. And now all those who lived in luxury and had all the money and had all the stuff, they're not touched yet. Yet. But those who just want to try to have a sandwich or try to eat a loaf of bread, they're going to have to work all day for it. And so as this judgment comes, again, from the peace to the famine. And so when you think about it, man, how unfair is that? When I'm working all day for a loaf of bread, and that guy's sitting over there sipping on his wine because he owns an oil field. Do you know how much of that goes on even today? How much that happens today? Every now and then, Kim says, why do you watch this stuff? It's intriguing. But they have a floatable house. This is in the Gulf of Dubai. Floatable, $20 billion per house, and there's 100 of them purchased in that Gulf. And it is phenomenal. Man, you go downstairs to the master bedroom, and they've got a huge glass. They have genetically genetically made coral reefs tied to the window. The fish are floating. This place was like, wow, I could stay there for a while. $20 billion. Listen, there's money in oil. There's luxury in all of that. this is the same ground, the same area, the same places that you see today that the battles are raging on. All over the world this is taking place. All over the world, the tribulation time, the things that are going on, the third seal open, everybody's going to be starving because there's a famine, but the rich are still going to stay rich. But you know their day's coming, because this is just the third seal. There's a whole lot more to go. It almost puts you in mind today of how some people think they're not going to be affected by, because they got all the money in the world. They're not going to be affected by. God can't get them. God can't touch them, because they got all the money in the world to buy their way out or to buy their way through. And even us working so hard to build a portfolio so that we can retire. Listen, that workforce isn't going to get us. We're gonna work to a certain point. We're gonna have so much money. We're gonna calculate this perfectly out to where I have to wait till I'm 64 and a half, and then I can go plan for B, part of Medicare, Medicaid, and we get this. We've got this to an hour, and I know that because Pastor Dave's retiring, and Friday's his last day, and so I'm hearing this all day. All the things he had to go through to get ready for this day. I'm like, that's a lot of work. But we all look for that day when we can just retire. And in the mindset, we're almost acting the same way. It's all about what I have saved up. It's all about what I have stockpiled. It's all about what I'm going to put my security in to be able to continue to live, to be able to do some of the things that I want to do. And I can't imagine my mind when I studied this. People are starving in front of you, and yet you're going to go out and sit in your recliner, sip your wine, and just watch your oil money continue to pile up. And I can't help but think that there are people today who think that they are above God. Look at how our world is being run. Look at how the leadership is taken and in destroying pieces and parts, and they're not affected at all. I mean, we got our own section of turf real close to the White House that doesn't think they're affected by what they're creating in the world we live in. And you know the greatest thing is their day's coming. The day's coming. And so my encouragement to that, I mean, again, we're not going to be here for these seals, but as we study them, as we see God beginning to open up his wrath upon this, upon the earth, upon the people, that even then, Scripture says that even the elect would be deceived when the Antichrist comes on scene. Even the elect, those who know Christ, if you were here, if you sat in the pew and you listened to this Antichrist, you would think he was sitting at the throne of God. Everyone will be deceived. Everyone. Doesn't matter what you know, what you think. Even the elect would be deceived. And yet, they still think even then, in that time, in the tribulation, that they can outdo God. That they outlive God. They can outpay God. And I'm going to tell you, as we go through this, and you'll see, that's why the last three seals, God begins to get more detailed in his wrath. Gets to get more, more point blank at who he's going for and looking at things that are going on. So when we see this and pull this together, as we study through this, and again, and you guys know I've been here long enough, I don't do a lot of studies out of the last part of Revelation. It's because we're not going to be here for it, but what we do study ought to stir us, because there are people around us who are going to be here for it. There are going to be people we know today that are going to be here, possibly here at that time. There are going to be people that you and I may rub shoulders with, because the Lord could return tonight, right? Boy, y'all ain't very excited about that. Lord could return tonight. That's the ultimate retirement, isn't it? That's the best retirement we all get. And so people we know, if we believe in the imminent return of Christ, it could happen in any breath. Or you could go see him in any breath. We ought to be more concerned and worried about the people we rub shoulders with every day. because they're going to have to go through this. They're going to face this. And so this third seal, I think, is very important, but at the same time, interesting that the luxuries and the wealth, the oil and the wine, at this point will remain untouched, but it's coming. And I think in my world and what I see every day, the people who think they can outwait God, or they can live the life of the earth, they can live the life of luxury, they can live the life of lust, or live the life feeding the flesh, they can do all those things now saying, I'll get to it later, or I'll deal with it later. I can't help but think that these same people in the luxury are saying the same thing at this time in the tribulation. It'll be okay, I can ride through this. I can get through this. And yet, God, we know that God's not one is going to make it through the wrath of God, except those who He's chosen. Yeah, there's all kind of things that are out there, and it's just unbelievable what man thinks they can do to try to outmaneuver or outlive, outdo, and you and I both know that with God that's impossible. If we truly believe that God is holding, sustaining, and maintaining, then we really need to live our life like that, because God says, when I'm ready, the trumpet will sound. We need to be ready for that day. We need to be ready for that time. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for our study tonight as we look at each seal individually, and we see that the intensity, and Father, just even the fakeness of all the understanding. And Lord, I can see it so much in our world today, how the mind thinks that they're smarter, how the mind of men thinks that they can figure out and outmaneuver Your hand. And God, we know that's impossible. And Father, I pray as we study through this that it really, really bothers us. I can't imagine the type of famine that is being described. Can't imagine the work and the abuse and everything that goes on in that process. And yet, God, we know that You are in control of all of that. Father, I pray that it does stir us to share Your story, share Your redemptive story more and more every day, so that those around us will not be a part of this. And God, we just lift it to You, and we thank You and praise You in Your Son's name. Amen. All righty, so trust that stirs you. We're going to look at the next seal next week. And do you need your list back?